This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. UK Treasury Chief George Osborne announced plans to sell billions of pounds of publicly owned buildings and land in the latest stage of his austerity campaign. Properties that may end up on a block include some of the Ministry of Defence's 15 golf courses and dozens of prime central London office space. Israel's Attorney General has ordered a criminal investigation into excessive spending at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence following a report by the State Controller, an official watchdog body, that cited large sums of public money spent on food, furniture, cleaning, and gardening at the Prime Minister and his wife's official residence in Jerusalem and their private home in the exclusive coastal city of Caesarea. Germany's highest court struck down a controversial benefit for stay-at-home parents introduced by Chancellor Angela Merkel's last government, saying it oversteps the federal legislature's powers. This policy, dubbed the stove bonus for allegedly tying mothers to their kitchens, offered a monthly payment of $162 to parents who care for their 1 to 3-year-olds at home rather than put them in a child care facility. Likely story. New York's local SEIU 32BJ announced a strike at Delta United and other airlines after months of protest by security officers, baggage handlers, and wheelchair attendants working for the airline subcontractor Aviation Safeguards. In addition to demanding a living wage of $15 an hour, the workers have demanded better benefits, affordable health care, the right to unionize, and respect. Here we go again with the hidden video actions. An anti-abortion group has released a second undercover video of an official at Planned Parenthood affiliate in Los Angeles discussing the cost associated with harvesting fetal tissue for medical research. This edited video runs for about 8 minutes, is the second surreptitious recording to be released by activist group Center for Medical Progress. New York City has reached a settlement with an Occupy Wall Street protester who was pepper sprayed by a city police officer during a peaceful demonstration in 2011. Lawyers for both parties confirmed they have resolved the suit for $50,001 in addition to yet-to-be-determined legal fees. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.